Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Well, with the Lord's help, we will conclude the message I've been sharing on the house of the Lord, a house for all nations. That is what Jesus wants for His Father, and that's what His Father wants for Him, a people of God that will forever be with Him. Jesus said when He drove out the money changers, "My house shall be called a house of prayer." And by that, it's not just a place where we can present petitions, but in a much broader framework, just as, you know, the scriptures tell us to pray continually. Well, obviously, we cannot be in prayer continually as far as what we normally think of prayer, supplication, petition, or intercession. We have jobs to do. We have things, a family to take care of. We've got our own personal affairs to attend to. Yet, prayer can be just a conscious, deliberate awareness of the Lord, asking for His fellowship, His presence, His guidance as we go through the simple tasks of our day-to-day life. That's prayer. It's reaching out to God. It's putting our heart upon Him, even though we have other things we need to be doing, and that doesn't interfere. That's prayer, and that's what God wants. "My house shall be called a house of prayer." He rebuked them because they had made it a den of thieves. And He wants His house of prayer, His place of fellowship, to be a place where His gifts can abound, where His love can be experienced, where the power of God is manifest. And let me share again the scripture I shared from Isaiah 56, verse 7. "Even them," this is the Lord speaking, "will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar, for mine house shall be called an house of prayer for all people." All right, there's a threefold activity of God in His church, if we can apply it to us and the days we're living. "Even them will I bring." What does that mean? That means there's a drawing of the Holy Spirit, a convicting work to bring souls into the ark of safety, those who are not saved, and for those that are, to bring them into ever closer relationship with the Lord. And He says, "I will make them joyful." Is that wonderful? Can you use some joy? "In His presence is fullness of joy. At His right hand there are pleasures forevermore." Prayer is simply communion with God. That's the astounding thing that David did when he brought the ark into the tabernacle of David. That was an amazing thing. He should never have done that. Only the priest could be before the presence of the Lord. But he was foreshadowing the relationship of New Covenant and New Testament believers who would have that fellowship. And of course, God allowed it. He loved it. That's what He was wanting all along. And then thirdly, it says, "Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar." Sister Glass, we don't have burnt offerings and things like they did under the old covenant. That's very true. But we have sacrifices we can offer, and I'm going to share them with you. That literal word is ola, O-L-A-H, and it has its source in a word meaning to ascend, to mount, to go up, to rise up. And those burnt offerings, that was a sacrifice, an offering that was entirely consumed. So the sense is that which goes up in smoke. And the sacrificial animal, whatever it was, a bull or sheep, a goat, and for the poor it may have been a dove, the worshiper placed their hands upon the victim, and that symbolized a transmission of sins, if you will, to the animal. And the animal was killed and then presented before the Lord prior to sprinkling the altar. And so we know from Scripture that life is in the blood. So what did this represent, this burnt offering? It symbolized a total surrender of the worshiper's heart and their life to God. That word sacrifice, it literally is on the word zebach, Z-E-B-A-C-H, and it comes from zabach, Z-A-B-A-C-H, and it means to kill, to sacrifice an offering, a victim, or even under the old covenant, it could be a meal offering where no blood was shed. Now, what are the sacrifices that we can offer to the Lord? Thank the Lord we don't have to bring a little sheep or a dove to church. We, because of the tremendous sacrifice that Jesus paid upon the cross, he was that perfect lamb slain from before the foundation of the earth. He has been our atonement. He was our perfect substitute. He had no sin. And because of that, we can now come into the very presence of God. But God doesn't want us coming without sacrifices, but the sacrifices we can offer now are given in the New Testament and also in the Psalms. Psalms are in the Old Testament, but they relate to the entire experience of a godly person, whether it's Old Covenant or New Covenant. That's why we don't have a New Testament book of Psalms. Why? Because it's eternal. It relates to every person in every age of time. Okay, so what can we offer to the Lord? Benevolence, and that's kindness, generosity, or good works. Hebrews 13 and 16 says, "Don't forget to do good and to share what you have with those in need, for such sacrifices are very pleasing to him." That's Hebrews. And the other scriptures I'm going to share with you are from Psalms, but they're very beautiful. One of the things is prayer or communion with the Lord. Psalm 141 and 2 says, "Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice." And then, of course, thanksgiving. That's another sacrifice. Psalm 107 and 22 says, "Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing." And righteousness, that's another sacrifice we can offer. Psalm 4 and 5 says, "Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord." And there's the sacrifice of commitment and consecration. We see that exemplified in a beautiful way in the life of Paul. This Amplified translation says, "Even if my life blood must be poured out as a libation on the sacrificial offering of your faith to God, still I am glad to do it." Faithfulness, beloved, flows out of faith and not an exercise of the will solely. So we have to be committed to the Lord. And of course, the final scripture I'll share with you is found in Psalm 51, 15 and 17, "A broken spirit. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise." So those are the sacrifices, according to Scripture, that we can offer: commitment, consecration, benevolence, prayer, thanksgiving, righteousness, and a broken spirit, or humility, if you will. "For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all people." That is the Lord's desire. Let's take a few moments to pray. Father, I do thank you for the privilege we have of being called your people, that you have called us as a people of God, and you are forming us into, as it were, a temple of God in which the very presence and habitation of God shall abide. And Lord, I pray now for each and every listener. Lord, you see the struggles, the battles in their lives, but because we have declared you as Lord of our lives, we want all that you have for us, and more even than that, we want to be pleasing to you. So Lord, we ask that you would help us and deal with us. Lord, Holy Spirit, you convict of sin, and you will cleanse us as we confess sin of all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord, for giving us a heart and will and desire to do your will. Lord, this is our desire, to delight to do your will, for you have placed your law within our heart. And Lord, we desire to be those people that you have brought together from every nation, kindred, people, and tongue and tribe, that we can declare the glories, the praise of the Lord, and Lord, that you can be glorified. We ask that you would allow us, open our mouths, Lord, and fill it. We will sing forth your praises, and we will thank you that people shall be drawn to the very light of your presence that radiates from your people. Thank you for making us, Lord, that city set upon a hill and a light that cannot be hid. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, I do want to take a few moments in the closing minutes of the broadcast to invite you not only to share your prayer requests, but we're celebrating a 50th jubilee year of full-time ministry as well as daily radio broadcast. And I invite you to request the Jubilee commemorative booklet that I've put together, just a very brief history of the ministry with many photos. That's what it's about 48 pages, thin enough to get through the bulk mail scrutinizing department of the Postal Service. And it was a blessing to put it together. So I invite you to write. And also, if you'd like a CD of Brother Glass's ministry, his classics, if you will, in song and radio broadcast, I invite you to request that. And then I'd like to share a letter from a sister writing in San Francisco. Endless congratulations on your 50-year Jubilee anniversary, and may God forever sustain your divine mission. I, too, was a lost sheep before coming across your nightly radio program. I've been extra busy, but ever trying to do my best with the help of God and His only Son, Jesus. Thank you, who brought them to me, or brought me to them. Amen. A sister from San Francisco. And we love him because he first loved us. And also a brother writing from San Francisco. Dear Pastor Judith, thank you very much for the 50th anniversary book. It's great to see the family album, the picture of Jesus on the cover. Wow, I started talking to it right away. It will take me a while to absorb and contemplate it. Thank you. I want to call Brother Glass Dr. Glass, just due to his great strength and wisdom in the School of Hard Knocks. As we say, he was there, lived it, and experienced it. Amen. Well, God bless you. If you would like that, I'll be happy to put it in the mail. Just request it. And until next time, I love you. Thank you for joining me. And may God's richest blessings forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.